Lose the Cape Podcast, episode 36.
Welcome to the Lose the Cape Podcast, where we get real with busy moms and talk about how they survive their daily juggle. If you are a busy mom who believes in the idea of moms helping moms with tips, tools, and resources to survive, this is the podcast for you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of our podcast. This is Alexa Big Wharf, your host of the Lose the Cape Podcast. Today, I am super thrilled to be sharing words of wisdom from a friend of mine, Kelsey Van Kirk, who is a mom of four beautiful little girls, runs her own VA service from her home, which VA is virtual assistant, and manages to also focus on providing a home life that is happy and wonderful and balanced for her family, children, husband, and herself. So I know you're going to enjoy the interview with her. Kelsey is just a very sweet, loving woman, and that definitely reflects in this interview. We need your help with some stuff. So I wanted to ask you or beg you to head over to iTunes and to leave us a review if you like our show. We are very low on reviews, and reviews help us get more viewers and more people to find us. So that would be so awesome if you could do that. And we love you. So enjoy our interview today.
So I am talking with Kelsey Van Kirk. Kelsey and I have gotten to know each other through the Boss Mom Academy, which you've heard me talk about a couple of times, run by Dana Malstaff. And the link to the Boss Mom Academy, if you are a mompreneur, mom running your own business, looking for someone to help herd your goats along the way, the Boss Mom Academy is a great place. And I'll put the link to Dana's website in our show notes. But I digress from the main topic, which is Kelsey. She's a mama to four princesses. I'm one of four daughters. So,
aww, I love so fun.
That. Yes.
I like it too. It's fun.
Yeah, little girls are so cute. She describes herself as the domestic goddess extraordinaire, and she is also the founder of the homelovingwife.com. So she keeps herself busy with her kids, but she also likes to help women enrich their lives, especially moms, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We need
so,
it.
You know? Yes. So we are happy to have you here today and learn a bit more about you and what you do and your Facebook group and all the fun stuff, your VA services, everything that you have to share with our audience. So thanks for being with us.
Totally. Thanks for having me on. I'm excited. It's nice to have a chunk of my day where I get to sit and have a grown-up conversation with another woman.
Yes. So how old are all four of your girls?
They are 6, 5, 3, and 18 months. 19 months.
Oh my gosh. My heart just stopped. that is, wow. I have to ask, and I'm not being rude, but that was that done intentionally?
No. It's funny. Most people actually assume that it was, because I think that I don't know. To me, it makes more logical sense to assume, wow, that was completely an accident, wasn't it? But a lot of people assume like that there's no way that could happen unless you wanted to do that on purpose. No, it was entirely the first of my babies was the only one that was planned.
Wow.
And then the rest just came. So that's kind of a whole story in and of itself. But yeah, you know, and now we're done. Shop is closed. But we get asked all the time, you know, especially, are you going to try for the boy? Well, my default answer always to that was, there's not anything different we could do than we were doing anyways. And four is good. We're happy with four. So,
yeah. I kind of feel like five,
you know,
like four, people look at you and say, wow, that's a lot of kids. But five, it's like, wow.
That's a big thing. Exactly. It's funny, when I had just three before I got pregnant with my fourth, I was still kind of very in this headspace of, we'd always talked about four because my husband and I are both the oldest of four in our families. But I just wasn't really sure. I love babies, and I love everything kind of about this season of pregnancy and having babies. I mean, I don't love every aspect of it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not one of those like unicorns that loves pregnancy. It was hard and hurt, but I just loved having all the babies. It was fun. And so I remember having three and people asking, well, how many do you think you're going to have? Like, how long are you going to keep this going? And I just kind of was like, I mean, I don't know, like, we could be done now. I don't think I'm ready to be done now, but I mean, it's not a guaranteed thing, even if I want more. And I remember responding to people. I could see myself having up to six, I think. I mean, that's a lot, but I could see it. And even still now, if that happened, I could do it. I know I could do it. Yeah. That's the biggest thing that I've learned throughout the whole thing is that you rise to the occasion.
Sure.
And you can do way more. I mean, I didn't start out having one kid thinking, oh, I can totally handle four kids under the age of five. But nobody
right.
knows.
Right.
But you do it. So.
Yes, you do. Well, my husband and I are both the third of four kids. I'm the third of four girls. He's the third of four boys.
So,
No, it's crazy. And all of us are almost the same ages. So it's funny within a year or two of each other.
How wild. That's weird.
Yeah, it is.
Because I know I said my husband and I are both the oldest of four, but we're also both 11 years older than our youngest sibling. So
that's crazy.
Funny. The dualities there with the couples. That's funny.
Yeah, it is really strange. Well, yeah, so we'd always talked about four, but we had four, but now we have three. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's okay. I think
part of your story, right?
It's part of my story, and it's, I tell you what, if my youngest twin sister was as crazy as she is, I'd be in the loony bin right now. Maybe Aww. There was some saving grace Aww. There. I know that's hard for people to understand to hear someone say that, but I guess you got to take what life gives you and go with
exactly.
it, right?
It's so true. Oh, if I've learned anything from being married to my husband, it's that sometimes you have to cope with humor, and I
yes.
believe that.
Yes, I do too. I truly believe my optimism and good sense of humor is probably the only reason I'm still functioning at mm-hmm. all right now. So I laugh when other people don't always think it's appropriate, but it's the way I get through. So,
amen. Got to do what you got to do.
We are way off track here. So.
I know.
But it's okay. Those conversations are important too.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about your website and the Home Loving Wife and how it came about, because it's not like you're not busy with four kids,
this
ages six and below.
This is very true. Yeah. So I probably am just a masochist, really, is the core issue here. But no, I just love doing things. I've always been extremely overambitious. I'm a total firstborn. And I also, when I decide that I want to do something, I want to do it all the way until I decide that I'm done with it and can move on. So sometimes that means stepping right in the middle, but while I'm doing things, I'm all in doing it. So that's kind of how I was with motherhood. So a little bit of fast backstory, which is probably going to raise a million questions. But I got married 2 weeks after I turned 19, high school sweethearts with my husband, and we got pregnant 5 months later, and then the rest of the babies came. And so we always knew that we wanted to have me be a stay-at-home mom. We were both raised in families that were kind of similarly valued, and so that was really important to us. So I stopped working halfway through my pregnancy with my first. And I had been working at a bank and just switched to nannying when I found out that I was pregnant, which is hilarious, the irony. Because I was taking care of three other children, ages like five and under, and then I was going through a first trimester of pregnancy. It was great.
But I could
go to work in sweatpants and take naps when they took naps. So that was nice.
True, the benefits.
So I just stayed home with my babies and my husband worked, and I loved it. And we lived in Arkansas at the time that my first two kids were born. And then we moved back to North Carolina where we'd met, where my family is, and gotten pregnant and had the second two babies. And something kind of started to shift once we were out here. It sort of started to happen after the third, but then kind of having another baby interjected itself in this sort of change in me. And after she came and I kind of settled, it sort of resurfaced, and it was this like restlessness. And I think probably it tied in with the fact that I knew I was done mm-hmm. having babies. So what's next? And obviously there's so much that still goes in, you know, there's so much still left to come in that journey, but that chapter, that I kind of was super passionate about was sort of coming to a close. So I think I needed something to redirect that I don't know, energy into. And I love writing. I love being creative. And we were kind of at a place, my husband and I, where we're just reevaluating what we wanted to do to make money. You know, we're very much those people who are believers in living life on purpose and not just doing what you're supposed to do, you know, get married, buy a house. We don't do things. We do what we want, basically. And, you know, we kind of go with where we're led. So I knew I wanted income-wise, not because I felt like I had to, I just kind of wanted to. And so I just explored my options, really, and it seemed that the best way to marry what I'm passionate about, what my life experience kind of had brought me to in the short time that I've lived. We won't talk about how old I am. and yeah, just the season of life that I found myself in, that starting a blog and kind of treating that as my starting place for growing into whatever it was going to turn into was the way to go. So I threw myself, like I said, I don't do things halfway. So I threw myself into learning how to do it kind of the right way. And, you know, a year later, I realized I didn't know how to do it the right way, even though I was trying to, because you just can't until you do things. You just can't know. But I launched it September of 2015, and it has exploded in so many different directions now and has been awesome and put me in touch with this incredible community of women that I didn't even know that I needed or wanted in my life. I think I very much set about it with the intention of wanting to come alongside, use what I have to kind of impact other women's lives. And it's just been really wild and awesome to experience how they have impacted my life and just this whole journey and grown me as a person. So I love it. I love it so much.
Well, your site is absolutely beautiful. I would never guess that it was less than a year old.
Thank you.
I would guess that you were like some type of graphic designer, because it is just, I mean, incredible. Did you do that all by yourself, or have you hired out help?
I have done that entirely by myself. And I can probably thank that for the increase in gray hairs I've been finding lately. like I said, I love design. I have my whole life kind of spanned the gamut of, you know, I actually got into fashion design school before I decided to totally switch gears and be wife and mom. And so I love design. I just have had no former, you know, training or anything. So entirely self-taught, but that's the fun. Like that's part of there's sort of like my business, and then there's a couple of creative outlets that are kind of tied into it. And that's definitely one of them. So I enjoy that aspect of running my website.
That's great. So, what types of stuff do you share, and what is your goal with your website?
Yeah, so the Home Living Wife, my vision behind it, my tagline is "A life lived well begins at home." And I struggled a little bit with that initially in choosing it, because I didn't want it to give the idea that it's about like home decor or whatever, which I love that stuff, but it's not at all my focus. For me, I feel like my life is a testament to the fact that I am passionate about and have found how to be fulfilled in nurturing my family and my life from home. And I feel like I, at a young age, recognized that there were so, so, so many women, wives, moms, who weren't in that place, who either felt like they didn't know how to be stay-at-home moms, or they weren't like fulfilled doing it, and they felt like there had to be something more. They just kind of didn't have that joy or peace, or felt like they weren't good at it, or you have, you know, working moms who wanted to be there and they weren't happy doing what they're doing. So I really kind of wanted to create a space that was beautiful, that would be inspiring and encouraging and motivating, regardless of what kind of wife and mom you are. And I'm a big believer that, you know, homemaking is something we all do. Like there is, you know, kind of the generally recognized profession of being a homemaker, if that's all you do, air quote, all you do. Right. But everybody does it. Everybody has to keep a home, regardless of whether you spend 80 hours working outside of it or not. And everything stems from there, right? So I love embracing as a wife and mom, kind of being the heart of my family and the heart of my home, and totally, totally believe that even if it's not, you know, your thing, that that there are ways to approach how you kind of run your family life and run your home life that can make you feel fulfilled in any season that you find yourself in. So that's kind of my heart, is to, be super helpful. And I'm a very practical person, so you'll see lots of, you know, time management, productivity, resources and encouragement, coaching through things like that, systems. And really the ultimate goal is learning how to be the best wives, moms, and homemakers that we can be, so that not only we can live lives that we love, but also so that we can kind of cultivate that within the people that are in our family and within the people that we come in contact with. So it's all about light and love and fun and positivity around the home loving wife.
I love it. I was one of those people who struggled greatly when I first left my job and had I guess my son was 3 and my daughter was 15 months old when I quit working full time. So I could have really used your site to help me figure out what the heck I was doing and trying to be a homemaker when I'd never done it before with little kids. And then I wound up pregnant with twins. So, you know, it was all a mess.
Yeah. And it's hard. I think one of the big drivers behind why I'm so passionate about being vocal about my belief that no matter if you're, you know, you were built to be a homemaker or not, like you can enjoy it if you do it the right way. I think if you shift your perspective and your approach for how you're doing it, and it's not one size fits all. And I think that that we don't live in a culture that really, I think we very much have transitioned into a culture where women are told you can do anything and you can be anything. And I think almost we're pushed a bit more to be the next female president or to be the next female CEO rather than, I think a little bit of the value has been taken away in that push, which is good, but a little bit of the value has been taken away inherently from how great of an impact we have inherently as wives, as moms, and as, you know, kind of the person that is at the heart of families. So that's what I'm passionate about, is encouraging women that regardless of where they are, you know, like I think maybe like what you're saying, by working out of the home like that, like your identity was tied in who you were as a career person, right? Absolutely. And so when that goes away, it's like, well, what am I doing? Like, I'm just a mom now?
Right.
So, yeah.
So that loaded, just a mom.
Mom, right? It's huge, and it's really valuable. And so that's what I'm trying to create, is a community of women who recognize the inherent value of being a wife and a mom and everything that comes into play with that. But also, if you want to pursue those other things that make you can do that too and still be a good wife and a good mom.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. So you recently started adding virtual assistant skills.
Yeah.
My mind is totally blank there. So,
it's mom brain. It's cool.
Yes, exactly. So what made you decide to go that route, and how has that been working out for you?
You know, so I had been kind of thinking about it for a couple of months. I run my business entirely debt free.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing.
Yeah. Well, it kind of, I guess I didn't really do it on purpose. We are debt free, like as a family. My husband actually had a crap ton of medical debt that he brought into our marriage. And so after a lot of counsel and where we actually decided to do bankruptcy, to just right out the gate to get rid of it and start fresh. So I think our decision to be debt-free stemmed kind of from having to do it at first. And then it's what we do. And then with starting the business again, it works. So, and it's nice to kind of have that freedom and not be locked in by having the debt and working with that. So, you know, we're a year in and things are going really well in terms of growing the brand and all of that. But I kept getting asked for help a lot, which is tough because I love helping. I love it. And I would sit and do it all day long if I could. But the fact of the matter is, and I know you get this, I stay home with my kids all day long while my husband goes to work, and they're all home. We homeschool. This is the first year. My oldest daughter is going into first grade, so this year it's officially like official with the homeschooling. And so I have to be very strategic about how I'm blocking out my time. So I just got to a point where I recognize, you know, people need, you know, everybody has their sweet spot and their skills and things that they can do quickly and all of that. And I kept hearing enough that there were needs that people they needed filled. So just do it. And it can kind of be a just a side hustle a bit to sort of float my bigger business, my brand, instead of getting, you know, going into debt in order to do that. So I literally just did this a couple weeks ago. So, and I have a client load, and it's kind of blowing my mind, to be honest with you. And I enjoy it. I enjoy coming alongside other business owners who are sort of in the same place and just needing to outsource stuff. So,
yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Well, yeah. Well, that's, I'm pleased for you. And it's kind of nice because you were able to build your name recognition. And then, you know, it just kind of opened itself up into potential clients because people were like, oh my gosh, Kelsey's a VA now. I got to hire her. So,
yeah. Yeah. Well, it is. It's true. It's nice that it happened because, you know, I don't, and I never say never because I'm learning that, I mean, opportunities, they come and go like lightning. So I will never say never. But at this point, I don't plan on having some big, you know, VA business. You know, the home loving life is definitely where my heart and my passion is at. But in terms of the timeline for how it worked out, it was really well because I wouldn't have even been able to really do a VA business, I don't think, before I gained the skills and experience that I've gained through doing my own blog and online business. So, yeah, it's wild just how things – the snowball effect that things can have. And the biggest thing that has changed my life and propelled my business has been – getting outside of my comfort zone and networking, because I am a big introvert. Like sitting down and having a video call with you right now would not have happened a year ago because I would have such anxiety about getting on a video.
Wow. Well, you've come a long way then.
Oh.
And so, for anybody who's listening, we didn't really explain it, but a virtual assistant is someone who works from their home as a business assistant. Basically, they can do anything from copywriting for you to scheduling your posts, to doing social media, to doing graphics, to doing, checking your email, organizing your files. I mean, pretty much anything that you would hire an assistant to. What's your specialty area, Kelsey?
My specialty, it's funny. I kind of had I'm a task horse, and if you haven't been able to tell already, I'm one of those people that I like to do a lot of things, and if I can't, I'll learn it as fast as I can. So narrowing down what my focus is was a little tough at first, and I've had to be fast in narrowing it down for my own sanity. So I specifically specialize in social media management. That's kind of my sweet spot. Also in like blog management, content creation, proofreading, editing. I am a big nerd in that way, where I cannot read anything without noticing every single typo or grammatical error. It's like a compulsion. I just can't. I do it in my sleep. So generally things like that. And I love the design aspect too. So I do some graphic design work. So a lot of the things that are more so the things that people see, making things pretty, formatting.
Right.
The details that actually have to happen to make that presentation work, that's what I like to work in.
So I'm absolutely amazed by anyone who can run a business from their home, have their kids at home, and homeschool them. So, I mean, I don't understand how you do it. How
I don't sleep. My husband walked into my office this morning and trudging, you know, he hadn't had his coffee yet, and he's like, I don't know how you do it. You don't know how I do what, babe? He's like, go to sleep after me and you're up before me. and it's not always like that. I'm in a busy season right now. But, I'm very much in that season of finding every nook and cranny and filling it with something. And my challenge is taking some of those nooks and crannies and making sure they go into pouring back into myself so that I can sustain this.
That's a good point. point. That's a good point. If you're filling your stuff with time that deadens your soul, then it's a lot different than filling your time with things that are joyful to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Finding that balance is not a finish line goal. That is a daily practice. Mm-hmm. And one that I am very transparent about. I do not at all pretend to have it all together already. It's every day I wake up, it's a new day, and I share what works, I share what doesn't. And I don't know, I enjoy it. It's fun. It's a challenge all the time.
Yeah. So what time of day is the most difficult for you and the family then?
It's funny, you sent that question to me before this, and I was trying to think. I think for me, the hardest time of my day is like 3 to 7, kind of the back half of the day. I am actually a big morning person, so I get up at 5 and literally open my laptop right away and jump into work because that's when my brain is just working. And then also, though, which this is inconvenient technically, early morning and late at night are my best times for, I think, because the world is kind of shut off a bit. So that's when I really focus in and crank out some good work. But then, you know, 3 to 7 o'clock is basically like the middle of the day for me. And that's like where I'm dragging a bit.
Yeah.
And it's post nap time for my kids too. So it's that kind of weird chunk of the day where it's between them getting up for nap and me being tired and having to do dinner. And I don't know, that's definitely my, area of struggle. So if I had a hot mess time of the day, that would be it. Sometimes we end up laying on the couch for 2 hours and watching TV and me intermittently napping, like falling asleep on my kids while trying to read them a book or something.
But I understand.
I try and let that be my grace period of the day. You know, the morning time is all sort of systems. And then I do, we have a membership to our local YMCA. And so I get 2 hours of childcare there every day. So I take my kiddos, they love it. They get social playtime, some education stuff. I get to work out for an hour. I work for an hour, pick them up, bring them home. We do lunch, we do naps, and then I settle in for work again. And then the back half of the day is kind of family, family, just normal life, less hustle there.
Yeah, that's good. That sounds like a good balance. So you get in time where you're able to actually get some work done and not everything's not so crazy. Now, are your 6 and 5 year olds still napping?
They don't sit well. It depends on how long I leave them in there, which is an up in the air thing, but they don't sleep typically. They can if they're left in there long enough, but they don't normally sleep. But nap time is an incredibly sacred thing around here. And I, like I was saying earlier, I'm a big introvert. So I need time where I am not being talked to. Or touched or different things like that. I get used up in that way. And so with having all of my kids so close together and being an introvert, I needed for my own sanity all along that span of 5 years, I worked really hard to make sure that I got them kind of all on the same schedule. And so for us, I get asked about this a lot, like how do you have this 2 hour chunk of time in the middle of your day where everybody is like gone. Like I've done webinars during that nap time is how confident I feel that my kids will be quiet, stay in their rooms to have their quiet time. Wow. I think they're a little bit afraid of what will happen if they don't. So that's part of it.
Well, that's good. You've done something right then.
So, but it's really good for them too, to have that break. You know, we have the random wild card day where we'll be out doing something or, and they don't get that middle of the day break, and it's not very pretty usually. So it works. We've settled into a good rhythm that I think works for everybody, and it doesn't just happen. You have to be intentional about it, and that's, I think, another big passion. Something that I'm passionate about encouraging moms to realize is that it's so easy to fall into a pattern of like letting your life happen to you, and I think that a certain amount of that is normal. Like when you have a new baby, I feel like the whole first year, you're like in transition, you know, after you have baby. And then everybody's time frame is different based on your life and your personality. But there does come a point, I think, when it's important to recognize, okay, I am actually the one that's in charge here. And I'm the star of my life. Right. And so you get to call the shots and you get to choose what you want things to look at. Now, you can't control your kids. I've tried. It doesn't work. So there is that. But
they are who they are, aren't they? And all of them are so different. And it just cracks me up when people try to tell you, well, this is the way you handle it, and this is the way you discipline. And I'm just like, you know what? No, that doesn't work for my third one. She's a character all to her own. We have to develop a new strategy for her. So
yep. And you know, you've got three. So, you know, I anytime people come to me with like for parenting advice or you know, as it relates to a specific topic, I'm like, honestly, I'm going to be totally transparent with you and tell you, I feel like I know less, far less, and like I have far less figured out after having four kids than I did with having one. Because it, like you said, you throw these variables in that mess up your control of your science experiments with your kiddos.
Exactly. So in all of the craziness that goes on in your life, it sounds like you're pretty good at making sure that you're taken care of. What kind of things do you do to make sure that you are getting the self-care and the me time that's so important?
I'm pretty up and down with this. I go through seasons where I'm much better at prioritizing my self-care. And then admittedly, right now I am in a season where, you know, my me time, there are moments where I ask myself, I'm good at checking in with myself. I'm not so good right now at making myself do the things that I would enjoy to do, because I'm so practical that I say, okay, well, I know that these are kind of all the things that I've put on my plate, and none of them I want to take off and don't really feel like I need to. So sometimes my me time is actually saying, okay, I need to get this thing done. But while I get this thing done, I'll also do this. So like one of my things that I always do is we have six people's laundry to do all the time. So I always fold laundry and like catch up on a show while I do.
That's exactly what I do too. And it's funny that you say that, because that's exactly what was running through my mind. I was like, how I've taken laundry, a dreaded task that I hated more than anything in the world, to now I actually look forward to having a load of laundry to fold, because I can catch up on
exactly
the Astropad or Walking Dead or whatever weird show I'm into at the time, you know?
Yeah. Or even sometimes, you know, you can do a podcast. Sometimes I listen to sermons from my church. Yep. But yeah, it's I know I'm the same way, because I love efficiency and like productivity. I'm a productivity nerd. So it's almost better to me than if I just were, you know, like, okay, well, I love this show, so I'm gonna schedule an hour in every week to watch my show. Right. I think I like it more when I know I can watch my show and check something off my to-do list.
Exactly. It makes such a big difference. And I do the same thing when I'm cooking dinner, especially if I've had a really long, busy, like jam-packed day, and I don't feel like, I mean, I will pour myself a glass of wine. Right now I can't because I'm on Whole30, but I'll pour myself a glass of wine, turn on like a webinar or a podcast or something, and literally make my own girl time or education time or whatever, you know, and all of a sudden, and I like to cook, so it's not that big of a deal, but it does get to be a task that you're just like, oh my gosh, not again. I have to figure out what we're going to eat again. I just did this yesterday.
It can get monotonous for sure. It can definitely get monotonous.
Yes, so absolutely. So I'm excited. We're like on the same wavelength.
Absolutely. Well, we don't live that far, so maybe we should just get together and have a laundry bachelor party.
Sure. I mean, my sister lives in the same city as you, so certainly we'll be up there sometime soon.
I love that. So fun.
Yeah, cool. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to be here, and I hope you get to enjoy some more time while your mom has your children. I know you said you're going to get your hair done. That's exciting.
Yeah, okay, girl. I have not gotten my hair done since February. No, let me think. March of 2015.
Whoa.
And you can see it's long. Now I like my hair long, but I need to get it. Well, the truth is I bought a Groupon for the Paul Mitchell School down here like 5 months ago, and it's expiring tomorrow, so I have to go get it done. We're making a day of it. I had my mom come babysit so I could do this interview, and I'm gonna go get my hair done while she's here, and we're gonna go have date night tonight at the Cracker Barrel.
Love it. That's awesome. So. Well, I appreciate you fitting us into your busy schedule.
And it has been a pleasure.
Yeah. So right before we get off, make sure everybody knows where to find you again.
Yeah. So my website is thehomelovingwife.com. One of my favorite places to hang out is the Home Loving Wife Sisterhood, which is just a private community of wives, moms, and homemakers in all walks of life who kind of we just connect. We enjoy life, living life together. We share encouragement and resources and just kind of have fun. A lot of us are in a season of life where we maybe aren't able to connect with in real life friends as much. So it's nice to be able to hop online and find some like-minded people who are fun and encouraging. So that's the Home Loving Wife Sisterhood. And you can request an invite at my website or at bit.ly/HLW Sisterhood. So, and then you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all the places at the Home Loving Wife. I'm everywhere.
Yay. Well, yeah. Thanks so much, Kelsey. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for listening to our show today and being a part of our group of loyal fans. We definitely appreciate it. If you guys could head on over to iTunes, if you love our show, and leave us a review, we would love that even more. And for all the things that we talked about in this podcast, for all the links and all that great stuff, you can head over to our website, losethecape.com/podcast/36. Have a fantastic day.